Passage 1. Is sorry the hardest word? Not for the British Education Secretary, Michael Gove, who has apologized recently to his former French teacher for misbehaving in class. It took him 30 years to express regret for, as he said, competing with his classmates to ask clever dick questions and indulging in boring showing off. In a letter published in a magazine, Mr. Gove says, "It may be too late to say I'm sorry, but as my mum told me, it's never too late to set the record straight." It seems regretful politicians are in fashion. A recent apology on video by the Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, has become a hit on the internet. Mr. Clegg wanted the voters to forgive him for having broken his word and not voting against increases in student tuition fees. Researchers suggest that people have too high an expectation of the power of saying sorry. Dutch psychologist David de Kremer and his colleagues say in a study published in Psychological Science that receiving an apology isn't as healing as people like to think. Nevertheless, apologies might be an important social tool as they reaffirm the existence of rules that need to be observed. In Britain, the word sorry is often said and heard. If you step on someone else's toe by chance, you have to apologize, but the person whose foot was squashed has to do it too. It conveys the idea that none of you is left with hard feelings.
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 16. Why does Michael Gove apologize to his former teacher? Question 17. How did Nick Clegg make his apologies known to the public? Question 18. What, according to David de Kremer, is the main function of apologies?